Chapter 22. Bones. Killer. The Victoria Punk was something Killer helped put together with his own two hands. He had to, otherwise she never would have gotten built. A ship with bones in its hull? Even the most experienced shipwrights in the South balked at the challenge. Bones, they said. Not a good fit. In darker corners, Killer saw them looking at faded schematics and muttering about the East and the way bones aren't supposed to be big enough to span hulls and then some. The way even Sea King bones do not curl like the Victoria Punk's, dark and deadly all at once. Killer did it anyway, with Kid's help, carving and drilling and nailing the bones they had found in the shadows of Batteria into something fierce. Something dangerous. Hey, Kid had said when they were 12 and already looking at the gleaming crown of the Pirate King and his glory. Look at this. Bones, perfectly white and strong, dripping in the shallow waters. They'd appeared overnight, mysterious, larger than life, or at least two little kids who hadn't gotten a good meal in a while. Killer had touched the ridges of the skull, drifted his hands over the jagged teeth, and not winced when they cut into his skin, even as it burned like hellfire. Wow, he'd said, and Kid said he had a plan. We're gonna be amazing with this as our helm, Killer's future captain had declared, and Killer had agreed. We're gonna be the best. They hauled the Victoria Punk's bones into a cove, and Killer had got to work, taking bits of it and practicing with it, eventually coming up with a shield to wear. A mask. Some days he wonders if he still has a face underneath it all. When she was finished, the Victoria Punk gleamed with oranging bones and bloodlust. In the Grand Line, she seemed to carve her way through deadly waters, and the Sea Kings that everyone said were rampant never seemed to show their faces much. Not when something like her was sailing the waters. Killer is proud of her, happy upon this ship of death and destruction. He wonders at what cost, when their crew becomes darker and Kid becomes more manic, when Killer can't seem to take off his mask at night even if he wants to, when the ship angles towards islands like death, and the Victoria Punk dips in a bow when Monkey D. Luffy goes near her deck, her figurehead sinking into the waters. Rarely has Killer wondered where these bones came from, looking at the teeth dipped in blood from some unknown source. Killer wonders if he should have.